This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The International Labour Organization is holding its 102nd annual conference. About 5,000 employer, government, and union representatives have gathered in Geneva to discuss matters such as sustainable development, social protection, and employment. The ILO is the UN specialized agency which sets international labour standards. It is formally managed as a tripartite organization, in other words, as a partnership of the three major social actors, governments, employers, and labor unions. I talked to Dan Cunha about the ILO conference, which runs until June 20th. Mr. Cunha is the director of the Workers' Activities Bureau of the ILO. The bureau operates under its French acronym ACTRAV. It is responsible for helping to develop free and independent unions in the world. I asked Mr. Cunha what the major themes of this year's conference would be.
We have several issues which are of particular interest to the workers. The first one is on sustainable development, decent work, and green jobs. And we expect to have conclusions adopted at the end of the session. The second one will be a discussion on social dialogue. And then the third one is employment and social protection in the new democratic context. So I will just say a few words on each one of them. You know, the first one, the sustainable development, decent work and green jobs, this is an important subject. And this year discussions will be open on the report on sustainable development. And this report addresses the challenges of achieving environmental sustainability and, of course, turning the vision of decent work for all into reality. The links between human activities and environmental degradation, have been studied for a number of years, although the impacts of the latter on human activities have only recently become the focus of research. For too long, it has been considered that environmental issues has been seen, rather, as a privilege for those societies that are rich and have reached a certain stage of development. But evidence now shows that this is an issue which is of importance to both developed and developing countries. There are, of course, environmental problems, on the impacts of environmental problems on people, on communities and their livelihoods, as well as on the economic fabric from which they make their living. Climate change, I would say, like water scarcity, loss of biodiversity, deforestation, desertification, air and soil pollution or chemical pollution, just to mention a few of the dangerously growing phenomena that all have different impacts on the world of work and on workers, of course. So I think the workers have a role to play in influencing the policies of government on those issues. And I think the general discussion will help also shape the policies of the ILO on this particular issue and will guide us in our work in the next few years. So we look forward to these general discussions as an important discussion where we expect, as I said, conclusions to be adopted. Now, the second discussion is on social dialogue. Now, again, for the ILO, social dialogue is of prime importance. This is also one of the strategic objectives of the organization. This discussion, I think, will provide an opportunity to discuss the progress and challenges in today's world in relation to social dialogue. The committee that will be set up to discuss these conclusions will look at the main elements of a possible plan of action covering social dialogue that will guide the work of the office and the constituents for the coming years. You will realize that this discussion takes place at a time where social dialogue and collective bargaining are under heavy attack in Europe, particularly in countries that have adopted austerity measures. At the same time, collective bargaining has also been under pressure through the steady erosion of the employment relationship and the increase in what we call non-standard forms of employment, precarious employment, casual employment, etc. Now, effective responses to these challenges should be at the core of the discussions. And again, we expect that the conclusions of this committee will be crucial for the workers, but also for the ILO, to tackle these problems. Finally, the third issue, as I said, is employment and social protection in the new demographic context. Now, this one is a discussion which is overdue. This issue is seen as only affecting, supposedly, some of the developed countries, because you are talking about employment and social protection in the demographic context. But it is a problem that also affects many countries, developed as well as developing. But it's true that it is a serious problem in several developed countries where birth rate is declining, for example, in Germany or Japan. So discussion and decision will be taken regarding this important issue for workers. We'll have to look at issues such as labor and skills shortages, productivity and earnings, poverty and informality, social protection coverage, etc. So it's quite also an important discussion that we are going to have. And if I can refer to the report which has been prepared for the discussion, the report focuses strongly on consequences of increased life expectancy and a growing share of older people. It ignores that still many people do not benefit from this trend, but age prematurely and die far too early because of poverty, you know, curable diseases and appalling working conditions. So we will have to look at this issue, because how this issue is affecting the developed countries, but also what is the situation in developing countries where you have a number of people unemployed, particularly young people, but also in developed countries you have people now who are age 65 and above, but still earning a little income, either from their social protection schemes or from their own pension and even working, and earning very low salary. And we know that in many countries which are in crisis, like Greece, for example, where social security and social protection benefits have been reduced, and then the salary also has been reduced. So it's all these issues. So as you can see, these three issues are very topical ones for the workers and for employers as well, and government. So they are topical issues in the world of work, and the conference will have to tackle those.